optimizing MWAEOR data processing for improved 21 centimeters power spectrum measurements, fine-tuning ionospheric corrections, by J. Kariuki Chege et al. The redshifted cosmological 21 centimeters signal emitted by neutral hydrogen during the first billion years of the universe is much fainter relative to other galactic and extragalactic radio emissions, posing a great challenge towards detection of the signal. Therefore, precise instrumental calibration is a vital prerequisite for the success of radio interferometers such as the Murchison Wide Field Array, MWA, which aim for a 21 centimeters detection. Over the previous years, novel calibration techniques targeting the power spectrum paradigm of EOR science have been actively researched and where possible implemented. Using recently acquired computation resources for the MWA, we test the full capabilities of the state-of-the-art calibration techniques available for the MWA-EOR project, with a focus on both direction-dependent and direction-independent calibration. Specifically, we investigate improvements that can be made in the vital calibration stages of sky modeling, ionospheric correction, and compact source foreground subtraction is applied in the hybrid foreground mitigation approach, one that combines both foreground subtraction and avoidance. Additionally, we investigate a method of ionospheric correction using interpolated ionospheric phase screens and assess its performance in the power spectrum space. Overall, we identify a refined RTS calibration configuration that leads to an at least two-factor reduction of the EOR window power contamination at the 0.1 HMPC1 scale. The improvement marks a step further towards detecting the 21 centimeters signal using the MWA and the forthcoming SCAR-LO telescope. This was optimizing MWAEOR data processing for improved 21 centimeters power spectrum measurements, fine-tuning ionospheric corrections, by J. Kariuki Chege et al.